You are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well.
Not really recording.
Sorry.
You didn't send me, do I need to send you the link again?
We got the link.
I think I got it.
Okay.
We got the link.
At the end of the show.
Here we go.
She's got the link.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Comedia Gogo's podcast, Public Access. Once again, this is Larry.
This is Regan.
And this is Jess.
And we are pleased as punch to have as a guest again in the live edition of our podcast, the Blind Tiger Comedy Club audience. Make some noise, please. Jesus Christ.
We're doing it live.
That was a metal show response.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
And we are happy campers to be talking about what today, Regan?
Three topics today. Topic number one, tell us about an organization project that you haven't finished yet. So hopefully you guys are really big into organizing stuff.
Yeah.
Topic number two, what's the first thing that you bought with your own money? Think back to that first paycheck, guys. What did you use it on? And topic number three, what do you do to find a state of blissful distraction? Meditate, drugs, whatever. Think about it. What do you do to find a state of blissful distraction?
Those are interesting questions.
Topics.
Very cliquel words.
So, there's a lot of things that have been going on in the world that we as Comedia Gogo would like to talk to you about. And the number one thing that we want to talk to you about that's, you know, hitting all the headlines is timeshares. Have you guys ever considered purchasing a timeshare, possibly in Orlando?
Let's pull up the PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah, okay. So you guys may potentially win a free boat. Now, here's how it works. Now, you just have to listen and never leave for the next
hour
and a half. And we have to can talk about whatever it is we want to talk about, and you have to laugh and listen. And we are going to boo very calmly and silently anybody who comes in late. It is 15 minutes into the show. It's supposed to start. So from this point on, when someone comes down those stairs,
we boo.
Are you booing?
No. We do this.
Oh, no, yeah.
Yeah. We just did this.
All right.
Well, what
then
would you call that? A gasp?
Just
a sigh.
Of,
a sigh.
Sigh
yeah,
disdain.
A sigh of disdain.
And we are,
because they're interrupting my pitch for magazine subscriptions.
Right.
Because everyone has to kind of like say, I sell certain magazine subscriptions, and by you, in turn, the audience, you take those subscriptions and you sell those to other people, and we have potential for high profits.
And high praise.
Mm.
Speaking of high praise, Gunner loves Ghost Rider, the movie.
Nick Cage Ghost Rider?
Nick Cage Ghost Rider.
Is there another one?
Yeah, there's Ghost Rider 2. The Redemption, I think it's what it's called.
Is it Nick Cage in that one as well?
Fucking A.
I thought it was called
anybody
like
know?
The Spirit, the Ghost Rider, the Spirit of Ghost Rider. Like it had like a
like Anvil, Story of Anvil.
Yeah,
no.
Like The Haunting of Connecticut 2, A Ghost of Mississippi.
No, it's no, it's he's so we got it out of steel. Ghost Rider 1 and 2 with
oh
hold on, what does that mean?
$3
we got it at a steel.
We got it for a steal. I apologize.
No.
At a steal.
Where did you get it at?
Walmart bin.
They still sell that movie.
Walmart bin. Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, they had them all. They had Mad Max, Fury Road. They had yeah. Yeah. If you haven't seen Mad Max, Fury Road, you are in for a treat. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
There's dicks coming out of stuffed animals. It is amazing. They kill a baby, too.
Man.
And so,
Furiosa is pretty great.
They do.
Yeah,
he's,
yeah. Yeah,
he's
it does
in Fury Road, right?
Yeah.
With
yeah.
the with Hair Metal Bane.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so,
Bane's uncle?
Yeah.
Sabretooth Bane.
Bane's grandpa?
Sabretooth.
Grandpa.
Yeah. And so, It was interesting, and he loves it. And so Mikey is at the age where she's like questioning logic. Like, we saw this really great movie. I don't know if you ever heard of it. It's called Suicide Squad. And so she's like, wait a minute. Why would I go? Because it's a bad movie.
Yeah.
Like, I cut her off. I go, it's a,
It's because it's like a bad movie. 3 minutes into it.
Yeah, like
6 minutes into it. Well, 9 minutes into it.
3 minutes into it, you're four songs in, and that's half of the fucking Forrest Gump soundtrack.
Yeah, like, right?
Yeah. It was.
God, that was.
It was like God, a ninth grader. Was
yeah,
fucking,
it was like, hey, who's doing the soundtrack? Jimmy's iPod. Jimmy's iPod is doing the soundtrack.
Right. It's just they made it an iMovie, so it's a great iMovie.
Yeah, it is a great
film.
iMovie. Yeah.
So she'll have these logic questions. I'm like, it's a bad movie. So, broke my heart. Gunner, you know, is watching Ghost Rider.
As well as he should.
And he likes it, mm-hmm. you know, as he's a child.
Right.
And Mikey was like, why? Right, immediately. And so then I go, because it's a bad movie. And then Gunner looks at me and goes, well, I think it's a great movie.
That's so endearing, though. That's so sweet and genuine.
It was sweet because, you know, he's entitled to his dumb yes. fucking opinion.
He has a dumb opinion.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to shoot that look at me.
I think...
Like, I'm like, come on, bro. You saw Mandy.
Did he?
Fuck yeah, he saw Mandy. That's why he's a Nick Cage... No, he didn't see Mandy.
Oh.
I haven't seen Manny, so
but
I
has he seen Aquaman yet? Because I believe he would love Aquaman.
Is like, Nick Cage in it?
No,
and he wouldn't bother with it.
No, he would love Aquaman. Aquaman's the perfect 10-year-old movie. It's like
Nick
so.
Nick Cage is pretty buff in that movie, though.
Is Nick Cage buff in Aquaman?
No, in Ghost Rider. There's a scene where he's all oiled up and he just got through burning up or something. Do you guys remember that? He's really buff in your
Johnny
like,
Blaze. He plays Method Man in Ghost Rider. And so, what's important with society? It's not the wall. It's not immigration. Is Ghost Rider a decent movie?
No.
No, it's not a good movie. But,
all right, so
but
what we're doing is...
My creed is always this. There's always worse.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Like,
that needs
like,
to be a
like
new
Mandy.
Topic question for next time is what's the worst... What's your personal worst
yeah,
movie
mine,
you've ever
mine
seen
is,
ever?
Into the Wilderness with Steve Zahn. Ever seen that?
No, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's a really bad
movie. Yeah, worst movie
they
ever.
They end in a blooper. Like, they're doing a take, and they're like, oh, fuck it, credits. And it's just credits. And I applauded them because I think the editor was just like, let's just
can we just end this movie
over with? No, we have an actual take of it. Nah, I quit.
He's like, nobody cares at this point watching the movie.
Sally Mankey was editing it, and she just jumped off a hill after she made that movie, poor thing.
Worst movie I ever saw was Secret Agent 00 starring Billy Dee Williams.
Harvey bad. Harvey Dent?
Harvey Dent. The original Harvey Dent. Is he the original Harvey Dent?
I mean,
was there a Harvey Dent before?
Was there a Two-Face in the
old Batman show?
Yeah. Julius
so.
Caesar.
No, I think he's Julius the original Caesar. Harvey Dent. Billy Dee Williams, Secret Agent 00.
Now we have archive footage, so when my son gets older, I can show him Daddy's podcast and then say, "You remember when you gave me shit about Ghost Rider? Well, Uncle Jess and Uncle Regan." Think the movie's dumb too?
Yeah, tell them.
Yeah,
it's fine to like dumb movies. One of my
there it is.
My favorite movies is called Strike Commando. If you've never seen the movie Strike Commando, go on the internet and look up the movie Strike Commando because it's like it's the fucking best. It's the fucking
Strike
best.
Commando. What is he? Our father or not?
Yeah, it's this dude. He throws a grenade in a boat and it blows up. And then he like before he jumps off the boat, when people go ah, they say like some catchy like joke line. This fucking guy goes. Yeah. Oh, Father, we're down in heaven! And then the boat blows up, and it's like, it's fucking
and
insane.
Some of it is Italian dubbed.
Some of it's Italian dubbed, some of it's English. The guy he fights at the end is this, like, Russian Phil Anselmo guy that they have a furious bloody headbutt in. So for me, it's like just paradise because this dude looks like Phil Anselmo, but he's got, oh, I'll crush you, Amerikanski. He's got that kind of accent, but the entire time I'm going, I gotta fight for your life, Amerikanski!
It's a killer Phil Anselmo. Yeah. I don't know if you ever heard him.
Strike Commando! Because that's all right. That's the only. It's a great movie. Because
it was
Commando.
Muted while you're playing Contra,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
You're playing
that's
Contra.
That's exactly what it is. The Strike cover Commando. Of the movie. Look up the cover of the movie. It looks like the cover of Contra. It's a dude holding a machine gun that has like 8 barrels, but it's not a Gatling gun. It's fucking amazing. And fire's coming out of the end of the barrel. Guns don't do that. But Strike Commando does. It's wonderful.
Some guns do.
And it's arguably
gun.
And it's like arguably it's a worse movie than Ghost Rider, like but it's not as good as Ghost Rider.
I feel
or better than Ghost Rider.
Ava Mendez.
Yep.
You know what? The whole reason why I brought it up.
Yeah, please. Okay, yeah, like, why are we talking?
Was because I realized that Ghost Rider is just a place beyond the pines for dorks.
I don't. Wait. What?
Hold on.
No, okay. I guess it's. Yeah, this is happening. All right. Well, okay. Yeah. So
there we go.
Yeah. You know. All right. Didn't bring popcorn. Didn't.
Okay.
So
did not offer Tootsie Rolls or Dots.
Well, we're happy that you guys joined us for our live edition of our Public Access podcast, and this one is going down in the record books as the last one we've recorded.
Latest one we recorded. Right, okay.
So, wonderful. Jess, what do we got going on?
Hey, everybody, it's time for my segment of the show, the segment of the show that I like to call, Yeah, I'm looking at that. It's a segment where I talk about video games and movies and TV shows and stuff like that, and hopefully the enthusiastic reaction of friends and listeners all over the world after hearing about said junk is going to be, Yeah, I'm looking at that. So, this week, I'm talking about this Netflix show. It's on now. You can watch it right now.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, for real.
What if you don't have Netflix?
Well, then you gotta, like...
Borrow someone's password. Not my sister's.
Go to your uncle's house.
Got it.
who here will let me use their HBO Go password?
Legit question. Look at that, Regan. Bam. Nobody, yeah. Bro. Nobody,
he has to finish watching Westworld Season 2.
God damn it.
But we're not talking about Westworld Season 2. We're talking about the Netflix show Tidying Up with Marie Kondo. And Tidying Up with Marie Kondo is a show about tidying up, as in organizing stuff. And Marie Kondo is a four-time best-selling author who writes books about organizing stuff.
Tidy up now.
Now, truth of the matter is, I don't give a fuck about tidying up.
Yikes.
But I thought it was great. It was great fodder for conversation because it's very eye-grabbing. You see, oh, cool, Daredevil, sweet. I'm going to watch that eventually. Yeah, all right. Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah.
It's almost as good as Ghost Rider.
Yeah, fucking, you know, Bird Box or whatever the fuck, you know.
Oh, Bird Box.
Bandersnatch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, like it just sounds like I'm making shit up, like Razor's Edge, The Chair, Dynamite Duke. Just like random shit. Like, oh, is that Netflix? Have you seen Dynamite Duke on Dynamite Duke Season 4 on Netflix?
Who killed Jam Master Jay?
So those
made up names?
Yeah.
No one killed Jam Master Jay.
Who touched the thermostat?
I have no idea.
Just shit. Like, you're like, oh, I'm going to get to that. I put that on my queue.
That's a good show, though.
So, yeah. Tidying up with Marie Kondo,
I'm on episode 6 of Summer Sausage.
Did you say Summer Sausage?
That's a real show. I'd watch Summer Sausage. We all know it takes place in the 70s.
You know, I just don't like that it's in Boise. You know, it didn't have that landscape.
So, put aside Daredevil. Put aside Dick's Wiener Camp. What you want to go to is Tidying Up with Marie Kondo. Because it's
the dumbest shit.
I'm not the one who wrote it. Somebody produced Dick's Wiener Camp, put it on Netflix. I'm not the fucking guy who produced it.
That's a stand-up special by some fucking hack you never heard of.
Dick's Wiener
Camp. You click on it.
Dick's Wiener Camp.
It's Dick's... John Mendesnutch. Dick's Wiener Camp. Netflix special.
And he's just really sweaty over a mic like this.
And the date's 2001. You had to order that DVD through the mail at one point.
So Tidying Up with Marie Kondo, something I totally did not make up at all whatsoever.
Did you watch? So you haven't watched an episode?
No, I haven't watched an episode. I did watch a trailer. And again...
Okay. I was so happy.
So you have no idea what happened.
Yeah. Because I was watching Roller Skate Rhonda, and I was like, fucking, I have to fucking finish this. I have to see what happens to fucking Tokyo Jane and Roller Skate Rhonda.
Yeah.
So you don't know if the episodes ends in cliffhangers at all in this show?
For Roller Skate Rhonda? I don't know.
Tidying up.
Oh, no, no.
Do they tidy up?
I don't know.
Oh, no. Do they stay dirty?
Yeah, I just want to know how.
Well, look, straight up, Marie Kondo, she wrote 4 books about tidying up. I'm going to trust somebody who does that. She's Japanese. There's this perfection and etiquette and technique.
Feng shui, maybe.
That's Chinese. Have you seen the show?
Yes.
Yes, some people have.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Travis has seen it.
Yeah, he's ready to go. Anal retentive Amish motherfucker.
Are you?
God damn it, Larry.
Are you going to make a comment on the show?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, she actually teaches you how to froge your crozeries.
Like, froge your crozeries.
Yeah.
You are one racist.
That's how she says it. She has a translator.
You're on Rumspringer right now,
and you are watching Netflix and using telephone.
Yeah, that shit will fly on fucking Dick's Wiener Camp, but not in this fucking show.
Legit question.
Yeah.
I was just How do you feel about them having television shows, like regular-ass bullshit television shows on Netflix?
Oh, that's, I mean, there's an audience for everybody. And
what's
sometimes
wrong with
it? No, because,
no, I'm asking what your opinion. I didn't say your
opinion. No,
well,
it's fine.
It.
It's people getting, getting people getting return investment. They invested in a show that was like, oh, this will be cool. And then it like bombs, or it's kind of like, okay, it doesn't really do well. So they don't put it on ABC or they don't put it on those channels. So, and so they find, hey, we'll sell it to Netflix and then you're okay. So like, this is one show. I'm not making it up. It's about this chick who fucking bakes cakes. But then she ends up being like a personal chef for this rich dude that she used to date, and the whole show is just about their romantic tension.
That is not what Dumplin's about.
And so anyways.
No, but real quick,
yeah.
Because I clicked on Jeopardy thinking that it was going to be a documentary on Jeopardy,
and
I was like, oh, let's see who Trebek fucked. And see,
like some
who,
fucking yeah. like weird.
And then he's
behind the scenes where it started.
I'll take that zipper for $200, Alex. Right?
All right. Oh, there we go. Jeez. All right. Thanks for. Show started at 10.
So anyway, I was like, "Oh my God, Jeopardy!" And I was, and then it was an actual episode of Jeopardy. Trebek fucks nobody.
All right. So did you have something to
I was looking forward to Double Jeopardy.
Get it?
I might forget. Hello, Gabriel.
To the show?
Was am I tall enough?
I am.
Have you seen the show?
The Tidying Up show? Yes and no. I put it on in the background so I can like do other stuff, real
so
life
you could
stuff.
Tidy up?
So I could tidy up, yeah. Right? I was actually doing so. But the best part of the only episode that I had playing in the background is the little baby goes up to the mom and she says, "Mommy, I want boobies." And yep. So then...
What?
She yeah, said, "Mommy, verified. I want boobies." And so this... what's her name, Asian lady?
Marie Kondo?
Thank you.
Wow,
like,
guys.
What is boobies? What does that mean? And her translator goes, "It means the mom's breastfeeding still." And this kid's like 8. I swear, she's like old enough. She's not 8.
Oh, she's
like
standing
5.
Up,
does
breastfeeding.
She can ask for boobies, and so
nursing. She has to. She has to like squat to
like,
nurse.
Like the kid, not even the kid could probably undo the shirt herself. Just grab the tit and put it in her mouth.
Yeah,
but
it's like a Capri Sun at that point.
That was the best part of the first episode. That's the only part I saw.
So that's what you're taking away from tidying up.
I just wanted to share
is
that
boobies.
With you
but
guys.
Did they show the mom breastfeed that adult child?
No, they do like some. Yeah, they did some like nap timeout thing.
Are you sure the show's not called Tittying Up?
Oh, drop it. Drop it. All right.
Anyways, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
well,
please.
Anyways. So Tidying Up with Marie Kondo inspires the first topic for the evening, and the topic is, what is an organizational project that you have not finished yet? I think a lot of people have back burner things that they want to, like, finish up, fix up, oh, I'm going to, like, tinker with this, or I'm going to finally do that, or they have, like, a pile of crap that they haven't gone through, or there's so many different things that people put aside they've been wanting to, like, you know, put together and organize it. And maybe watching Tidying Up with Marie Kondo can help you with that. I don't know. Maybe I should. Because one thing I'm actually wanting to tidy up, and I'll kick it off, is I want to tidy up all of our Comedia Agogo stuff over the large and years amount of stuff that we have done. We've done so much junk, and I want to put that and organize it and photo, like, put it in files so we have it organized. So when people, like, say, hey, do you remember when you did this? Or, hey, you guys should do that. But then
when
we
you
already
did Vagic McSnatch. Like,
yeah.
All the Dick's Wiener Town or
yeah,
whatever.
Dick's Wiener Camp.
We
yeah,
did
when we did that.
Dick's
yeah.
Wiener
McDonald's
Camp.
Rap.
McDonald's Rap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give Me Head.
Or that one sketch.
Yeah, so there was... So I found this old picture of a set list that we did years ago. And, it, you know, there's no context. It's just the set list of all of our sketches that we did. And I'm like,
in
all right.
In 2004.
And then, like, one was called Gimme Head. Head one, so that means there was like, and it's in head H E D. It said Gimme Head one, and so that means there was a follow up sketch to it because there was Gimme Head two. And I was like, what the fuck was that? Like, I had to really think about. Well, and I remember, oh, it was a sketch about a head shop, but it was like GameStop where they were like trying to sell subscriptions
used
to all
bongs.
These used bongs. So
subscriptions
it was like,
to High Times,
right? Exactly.
Yeah.
People trading in their weed, and they only got like a dollar back. And,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It goes on. Gimme Head. It was like a thing. Yeah. So
Gimme Head till I'm dead. This is Trevor. Can I help you?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah. So that's my organization is to organize all of the old things that we have done that have slipped through the cracks of our memories, go back there, dig deep, find all those hidden gems and those things that we did back then, maybe that we shouldn't do now, but just have
would you guys like to see those online? Those
The
17-year-old sketches? All right.
Yeah, the quality.
The sketch that was simply called
Different Clap.
Cox.
Yeah.
We did a sketch called Cox.
Sketch I wrote, it was Hooters for women.
Yeah.
It was called Cox, and the wait staff had humongous erections. I was 19 years old, and to fake an erection, I got a real erection. It's like, how are you going to pretend to get a boner? I'm like, I'm 19. Woo-hoo! Can't do that no more.
You shouldn't do that no more.
Can't. Oh, because of Me Too or whatever?
But, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We're women. We're people, too.
Oh, like, chill out. I thought you said Mewtwo. I was like, yeah, because of Mewtwo. Yeah.
Because of Mewtwo, the Pokemon.
Yeah, the Pokemon character. Yeah. What would Mewtwo think?
Mewtwo got Mewtwo.
Hashtag Mewtwo.
Mewtwo got Mewtwo'd by YouTube.
Anyways, that's my organizational project that I like to tidy up. Maybe Marie Kondo.
Yeah. Mine's my codependency. All right. Hello. So I would love to tidy up my plethora. I say plethora of shitty stand-up comedy show flyers that I'm on.
Yeah.
I've made this collection.
You've kept them?
I've kept them all. That's like awesome. to a hoarder point. Like if the house goes ablaze, you're gonna see Lenny Garcia's name just fucking flare up because they're all fuck ups. I have one where the picture that they used for the flyer was a selfie of me dressed up as a bunny for Easter, and this show took place in September. And there's one where they use a picture of me like out of focus, and I was like the headliner, and it was like I took a picture with somebody, and so you couldn't tell which one was Lenny Garcia. My name's Larry Garza, by the way, and. Then my favorite one was me and Regan were a duo, and it said Lenny and Reagan, right? Not Larry and Regan. And our headshot was two women bent over showing their naked asses on this like legit like cardboard flyer. It's framed. And it also said, as seen on Comedy Central. Never been on Comedy Central.
We haven't.
No.
That promoter was trying to hook you up. He was trying to get the numbers up.
Yeah, he was trying to get the number up. Yeah. An ass and Comedy Central. Who could go wrong? So, yeah, that was...
Lenny and Reagan.
Lenny and Reagan. I'll show you the picture. It's in a frame.
Post those.
Yeah.
The thing that I need to organize, Larry won't like this, is whenever I go travel...
Jesus Christ.
I don't get any sort of souvenirs, and so what I do is I actually just get like a newspaper or some sort of periodical from wherever I travel, and so I have this magazine rack full of like papers, magazines, all stuff from just different countries and different places I've traveled to, and they're all just kind of in this magazine rack. It'd be really cool to put them in order by date. And like when, because that's the cool thing. I don't have space because I only carry one backpack when I travel, and so I just like grab a newspaper, and that newspaper will have the date. It'll have where it'll have the language. It'll be having like what's going on. It's really cool.
There's nothing wrong with Regan traveling. No,
there's nothing wrong with it. I don't have kids. It's like, oh, what am I going to do? I'm a teacher, and so I have summers and national holidays off. I'll go to Venezuela right quick and eat a guinea pig.
I've never been to Venezuela.
Right? Oh, it's Peru.
Peru,
yeah. And you ate a guinea pig.
I ate a guinea pig.
Thanks, man.
And I bring chips from other countries to share with Larry and Jess.
Yeah, how could someone be mad about that? Like, you trip? Oh, chips?
Jealous. Yeah. Jealous? Envious?
Yeah. Cough drops that you thought was candy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That was in that. These candies are going to be awesome, Easter. And you're like, oh man, my throat feels great.
Yeah, exactly.
I bought some stuff that I thought was candy at a store.
And then I don't know how to say mentholyptus in Swedish, but I mean they were fucking.
I don't know how to say it. That's how you say it in Swedish.
Like a black metal.
Oh, there's like, can you get a bag of...
No, they're naked for... and then they give you fucking cough drops. Satanic black licorice cough drops.
They love licorice. It's disgusting.
And their signatures look like black metal like logos. They're all look like twigs.
So yeah, that's what I just need to.
So if you guys have an answer to
what you need to organize,
what you need to organize, and people that were late, you're required to answer.
And today's show, I brought candy, so everybody who answers gets a piece of candy.
Gets candy, yeah.
Gets a cough drop.
And if you're a comedian, it's a nice way to work on a premise. So if you're not a comedian, stay sitting down.
No.
So
I'll do Facebook answers real quick.
Thanks, man.
Facebook answers. Jovita Terrazas says she needs to organize.
You didn't say that name right.
Yeah, I did.
Say it again.
Jovita Terrazas.
There you go.
She needs to organize my life. I've tried to organize that many times, but I keep getting distracted by shiny things and men with beards. Hey.
You got to say it in a Borat voice.
Pick up the phone.
Oh, my wife.
Yeah, my life.
Oh, God, no. Alfred Perez says he needs to organize my work desk, my finances, my life, pretty much. And Nicholas Lucero says, I recently had some deaths in the family. There's a lot of people I have to call. I can't really keep track. Is there a funeral if there's no body? Does Stanley Steamer do hardwood floors? How much does that even cost? I've been so preoccupied, I haven't gotten around to organizing the freezer.
If there's so many deaths in the family, he doesn't have that many people to call. Thank you.
I guess. I guess he also just means that he needs to organize the freezer.
Oh,
it's a quote unquote organize the freezer, which is also another good show on Netflix.
Organize the freezer.
If you like mesmerizing a murder, you'll love organizing your freezer. That's a show, right? Travis,
glorifying a murderer on Netflix.
Ooh, that's a good show.
they have like seven seasons of that. It's a good show.
The Innocent Project. We confessed.
He didn't do it. Sorry. Yes.
So having actually watched Tidying Up with Marie Kondo, I have to pretty much do like all five of her steps. I got to hit my papers, my books, my clothes, my kimono, which is like your living room, your garage, your kitchen, your bathroom. And
that's
all
your
the rest
kimono?
Of that's what she – like kimono or komodo or kimono.
I figured that'd
or
be
whatever.
All the socks he jerked off in.
So you're actually using her steps.
Not really. Oh. I'm just like, because she requires you to greet your house and say thank you to your clothes as you're throwing them away. And
I say thank
you. I don't have that fucking time.
No, I say thank you to my clothes.
What?
Yeah, when they fit.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're thanking God. You're like, oh, thank you so much.
Oh, man, I spent like $25 on that Zelda shirt. Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Rayon.
Thank you, Glidian Ultra Soft.
I just got to find the time where I'm not dead asleep after having two young kids running around everywhere, destroying everything. So.
Yeah, but if you didn't have them, you'd be traveling. So yeah! Sit down.
We love you, Travis.
Here, Travis, have a Tootsie Roll.
Thank you. We missed you. We missed
was
you.
Was good.
Hey, Justin,
what's
up?
Your name?
Justin.
Justin, thank you for joining us.
Thank
answering.
You. So I have a girlfriend and a day job.
Lord.
And oh, I wouldn't wish that on anybody. But... what I have to do is what I told my girl, we would travel and I would organize a trip because she's done that in the past.
All right. Yeah.
And I don't know if it's a mental block, but I can't do it.
Like, are you afraid to?
No, I just don't want to do it.
Oh,
but I should. I know in like my heart of hearts that it's like, come on, man, you're gonna love it. But no, I just don't want to do it.
Now, does this constitute like other states? Or are you talking about traveling abroad?
No.
Or with abroad, your girlfriend?
Yeah, both.
Right.
Both abroad with my broad. No, it's supposed to be like she wants to go to Australia.
Ooh. Oh,
so
yeah.
It's like, you know, hey, spend money on me. Let's do things. Go drive on the left. You're driving. So
let's go to the British prison. Country.
Australia is huge.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he's been.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah. I went to Sydney. It's not very expensive. Bring a water bottle.
Ah.
Seriously.
There's a good one.
Dude,
a good
I tip. Saved like $80 just not drinking soda. Soda costs like $4 out there. It'll save your life. Seriously. Bring a water bottle.
But save some money for chicken chips.
Yeah.
Ooh, those are for New Zealand.
Okay, my bad. Yeah,
find the next Patty Mills.
Yeah.
All right, next up.
And just go to TripAdvisor and look up things that says, like, what to do in 3 days.
Tori Pool.
Hey!
Crowd favorite.
I feel like you guys didn't help him at all, though. But anyway, okay, so, like...
Oh, no, fucking...
No, I'm just saying. Yeah.
Well, I want him to stay here and suffer with
it's
me.
It's my time, Larry. I feel like it's my time.
It is.
About 13 years ago, almost 13 years ago, I got married, and then I have all this scrapbooking stuff that I was like, I'll have time to, like, cherish our lives and do all this cute stuff, but, like, I'm not rich or white, so... And then I also have all the baby stuff, like all my kids' scrapbooking stuff. I bought the books like for marriage and like baby shower, but they're just like in the same room as all of my bills.
But like, how do you put pictures that are on your phone in a scrapbook?
That's very kind, but like, yeah. I didn't have it on my little Sprint phone. I didn't have got like it. A nice phone back then.
You didn't have,
like,
you didn't have a burner phone.
You had a burner phone, like
you had a burner phone,
yeah,
bro.
Dude, yeah. It was like before
it's
Cricket.
5 megapixels, man.
Yeah, 5 megapixels,
AT&T
baby.
AT&T plan, dude.
Yeah, I got like, it. Yeah, Cricket will take a picture or two.
Well, not back then. I'm just saying, like, I didn't do anything with that stuff. Like, it's there.
Do you have pictures to put in the scrapbook?
Yeah, I have pictures. I have like his little onesie that he came home in the hospital, his little mittens, his little hat.
Where are they?
I don't give a shit about him or something.
How old is he now?
I have my corsage that I wore at my baby shower. I have that stuff. Like,
that's a thing?
So, yeah. Is it organized?
It's got a little fake white baby on it, though. Like some girl that I didn't... I was like, he's not going to be white. He's brown. He'll be 12 this year.
Yeah.
You should do it with him and make the little scrapbook.
And so you can see, like,
this is... Can I put that on the video game? And then, like, he'll help me.
No, just be like, help me with the scrapbook. It'll help your femininity. And you'll, like, you know...
I'm not a woman.
Yeah, it's like, look, we thought you were going to be white.
We were hoping.
Well, Jess.
Well, you know, speaking of shoeboxes full of memories, mesmerizing a murderer. Bird box. You got to love it an instant. Bandersnatch, rated R. I got some Bandersnatch fans here. Banner Snatch opened up for Good Charlotte back in like 2004. They were badass. They were if there's one good thing about 99.5 Kiss is they still play some good Banner Snatch.
All the Banner Snatch.
All the Banner Snatch you can handle. Speaking of Banner Snatch,
they had one album. They had two albums. Their first album and their greatest hits album.
And their greatest hits album has three remixes of their most popular song.
By Moby.
Called Stick Around. Stick around! You're gonna be around! Won't you stick around? I want you to be around! That's right, Bandersnatch, 99.5 Kiss!
That's a good song, man.
Yeah, well, and fucking that's why it deserved to be on the greatest hits and had three remixes.
And get played once an hour by 99.5.
So speaking of Bandersnatch, Mesmerizing a Murderer. It's on Netflix. Oh, wait, no, sorry, wrong show. Tidying Up with Marie Kondo. It'll fuck up your whole life because you'll feel disorganized, but then you'll watch this vibrant Japanese woman tell you how to organize your mess and get a hold of your life with Tidying Up with Marie Kondo.
You've never seen an episode because I want to know what would happen if they like put her on like a Hoarders episode.
Oh, but see, that's why I want to watch it because I want to like compare and contrast.
Dude, she would totally get off. She constantly says throughout the show that she really loves messes.
Oh, okay.
So if you put her in a Hoarder's house, which one of the episodes has something to that thing.
Then it's tubgirl.com.
Like that episode of Futurama.
Yeah, okay. Right, got it.
All right. So, before
you watch Tidying Up, go to tubgirl.com.
Yeah. So Tidying Up with Marie Kondo, you can watch it after you watch White Meat, Black Treat on Netflix. White Meat, Black Treat. Yeah, I'm going to look into that.
It's a cooking show.
Yeah, it's a cooking show. It's a show about you.
It's a show about burning.
The title speaks for itself.
All you do is burn food. And people are like,
there's a people who are into like burnt ends and stuff like that. This is a good treat. Yeah.
White Meat, Black Treat.
Black Heat.
The chicken's overdone. White Meat, Black Treat.
No, it's just a family of black people that have never had white meat before.
Because they get like they get two piece special.
They just get legs and thighs all the time.
Come on.
Here's some wings and breasts, and they're like, God damn. You white people eating good.
Man, I can't wait for season two.
This don't take less long to cook.
What?
Why mean takes quicker to cook?
Right.
What you mean this don't take 4 to 5 minutes?
What's it? Salt and pepper? That's all you need, sugar? Anyways.
All right.
Tidying up with Marie Kondo. Yeah, I'm going to look into that. I don't write the shows. I pay my $13 a month. Give me the content.
You do write the shows. White Meat Black Tree doesn't exist.
Well, if you supported it, they would have left it on. They pull it off. Thor Ragnarok's disappearing this month. You have to like watch it before it goes away. I missed out on that one. Anyways,
we need to talk to Joe Netflix and see if we can get
get
it on there.
Right.
Say like, hey, take Dick's Wienerland off the queue.
All right, now it's time for another edition of Dad's Cornered.
Yay!
Here we are on Dad's Corner, making dreams come true.
Stop counting coupons and get involved in Daddy's Corner, bitch!
So, how many parents do we have out there? Make noise if you came in to check your letter, guy coming you. Awesome. So, I have kids, and you, as a parent, you try to teach them things, and you fail every time. And the one thing that I'm trying to teach my kids is financial responsibility. And I have a 13-year-old daughter and an 8-year-old son. And my 8-year-old son is way better with money than my 13-year-old daughter. Hmm. Though my 13-year-old daughter is an entrepreneur, because when she gets big bags of candy she doesn't like, she sells each piece of candy for $1.
Oh.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, that's good.
So you get this fucking, 50 bag of chili bonchas. That's $50.
Damn, kids are paying $1 for candy.
$1 for chili bonchas.
$1 for a chili boncha.
$1 for a chili boncha.
That's some border prices.
But here's the thing: those aren't border prices, bro.
Like Canadian border prices.
No, they'll
prices.
Give these five. Yeah, they're Canadian border prices.
Every border's a threat. I thought people knew. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Border,
exactly.
They
need to build a wall in Florida. But she'll do is she'll spend $50 on different candy that she likes. And it's, I guess, an even Stevens trade-off, but, Juicy Drop Pops aren't better than chili bunches, and I ain't got no chili bunches in the house. But my son, he saves his money, and he actually saved up enough money to buy a Nintendo Switch. And
Damn,
so,
that's awesome.
Yeah, so he's been taking a Nintendo Switch everywhere. He now has attention deficit disorder and is too overstimulated and can't concentrate. So, money well spent.
I was going to say,
yeah,
he paid for that.
But he also spent all of his Christmas money on Nintendo Switch games, but bought stuff for other people, which I think is the sweetest thing
that is
in
awesome.
The world. So it brings my topic question is, what is the first thing that you bought with your own money? And I will start. I was given $50 for my birthday from my drug seller murdering uncle. And
he murdered a drug seller.
He murdered drug sellers. He worked for the DEA.
Oh, okay.
And so I could have just said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah.
But it's cool.
Because I was picturing like Punisher or some shit.
I mean, like, he's basically Mexican Punisher.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Pretty sweet.
So, yeah, but, all his cartel videos were in high 8 and no one has those cameras anymore. So we so he takes me to Toys R Us, another old reference that many of you young kids may not get.
Was Toys R Us until like a year ago.
Right. So what Toys R Us was, guys, is it was a toy store. It was like a big Walmart, but it had nothing but toys. It was really cool. And
that's
so,
a lie, though.
Yeah, and you had a choice between toys or us, and that was a thing that they didn't really promote.
No, it's not
because Jeffrey was this giraffe there, just with no pants on, just a shirt, right there with all these other pantsless animals, and they were like toys or us, right? And of course, kids are going toys, and they're like, "Fuck, this business model doesn't work," and that's why they closed.
Ugh, so, I'll take the toys.
It's like, I'll take the toys. A couple fucking. Anyway, so I decided for whatever reason at 9 years old to buy with my whole $50. I could have bought a bunch of Hot Wheels. I could have bought a bunch of fucking Masters of the Universe toys. But I bought one original Nintendo Friday the 13th game.
Fuck yeah, ooh, you did. Hell yeah,
so
you did.
I was really excited. I had the box. It had the sleeve.
Yeah.
And the thing about Toys R Us – maybe it was my neighborhood or maybe it's
Universal. I know what you're talking about.
You had to get a slip.
Yeah.
You had to get like a paper slip that said $49.99 and take it to this like magical cage that had all the video games in there, right? And so then they gave it to you and I took it and I was so excited, right? And you put it on and I'm like, all right, I'm going to kill all these fucking sex-having counselors. And you're like, no, you're the counselors. I'm like, fuck that. And I was really mad because I thought I was going to be Jason.
Yeah.
So I'm looking through the characters that you can pick. And, you know, my best friend, Anthony, he was a black kid. And he was really fast. And so Paul was the black kid on Friday the 13th. And I'm like, oh, man, he's probably like my friend Anthony. He's going to fucking be really fast. But they not only took racial stereotypes into play, but they took horror movie stereotypes into play. And Paul was slow as fuck. So he got brutally murdered by Jason within the first 30 seconds. And I played that game with every character, I would say, for a solid, let's say I got it when I was 10, 27 years. And I have yet, and I look it up on YouTube, so yeah, I'm satisfied.
You watch a playthrough. Yeah.
I've never seen the Mother's Head room ever.
Aww.
I mean, well, I saw the room, but I never, like, beat it. So I never beat Jason, and so to this day, it's still money well spent because I'm still using the game.
Right, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. You have the original copy, the one that you bought with
OG
your own
copy.
Money. You have your OG copy.
Instruction book still.
That's great, man.
Right, the first thing
That's
about my own money.
That's fucking awesome, yeah.
And a man died for that money.
But
a bad guy died.
Yeah.
Paul in the game and the guy who sold drugs in Mexico that came in contact with the
money,
wrong fucking dude.
Money well spent.
Mexican, a punisher. Pun.
A punisher.
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 Rated R.
Yeah. What about you guys? Do you spend money ever?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Tell me about your first time.
I didn't have a steady income as a kid.
Yeah.
You
know, equities were really down. The market was just plunging.
You know,
yeah. It was total turmoil.
Actually, but rich white kid didn't have to spend his own money.
This actually does have to do with bad investments. So I finally got to the age of – I had older brothers, so they got all the money-making chores before I could. And so finally it took me till about the age of 12 till both of my brothers moved out of the house so I can actually do chores to make money. So I was around 12 years old. And I just – you know, 20 bucks here, 20 bucks there. It
Doing
all,
what?
Mowing the lawn, really?
Yeah.
Front and back. Right. That's kind of the money. Getting good grades, too.
Huh. Oh, hell yeah, man. Yeah, money for good grades.
Getting money to do what you're supposed to do?
Hey, yeah.
It's either you get.
And what sucks is, like,
for getting good grades was not my ass kicked.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, that was
look where that got you.
Yeah.
They paid me, and I was
and now I got this weird kink shame.
Oh. So the first thing I bought, it's not one particular thing, it's multiple particular things, which were comic books. So there's a comic book store that was down the street, and I bought them. But speaking of investments, this was like early 90s, and you guys, if you're too young, if you're kids, there was a lot of these like Image comic books was coming out, and there's a lot of these number ones. A lot of these first issues that were like hologram covers and like it was really all of these
autographed by Sam De La Rosa.
And this like I was like, oh man. And I kept telling my parents like, no, I need to buy these because one day these are going to be worth so much money. They're going to be worth so. And I bought all these goddamn comic books.
They are, dude.
All of these first issues specifically.
Are,
first issue ones of crap
Rage
comic book.
$20.99.
Yes, dude. Yeah. Like
just works.
Yes.
That's a real book.
I didn't make that up. That's not a Netflix thing. That's not a joke again.
No, yeah.
That's a real comic book.
Here's a fool killer.
Yeah. That's a thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I bought all of these and, you know, I bought freaking Wizards and I'm like, ooh, the prices are really going up on these things.
Yeah, Wizards. Wizards day trader book for comic books. Yeah.
It was the Wall Street Journal for comics.
Yeah.
So I invested all of my money and then like years later, these things are worth absolutely nothing. I got them in a big, giant wooden case.
So far.
No, those are going to stay worthless. Those are
pretty much worthless.
Those are done. Yeah.
My Death of Superman ones, even the ones that were supposed to be, like, good.
Oh, yeah.
Crap. No. Absolutely worth absolutely nothing.
But now they made a movie, bro. Batman versus Superman, where Doomsday's in it. And so now people want to buy that.
No, they're still worthless.
Well, those books are worth a lot to you.
I mean, I kept them. I just kept them.
You still got them, dude?
Yeah, they're in a big wooden case.
You should test, bro. They're worth a lot of money.
What if you open
them
up and read them and you're like, fuck, these are amazing?
They're not. Most of them. I have some decent ones. Like, I have actually some good Punisher and X-Men stuff. But, like, it's all of those one, those specific freaking first issue hologram covers.
Just a bunch of fanny
covers.
Packs and a bunch of utility belts. Yeah, like,
dude,
all,
it's super ripped just, guys yeah, with long that, nails. Yeah, just exactly, crap. Yeah.
You fucked up and didn't go into the Pog market.
No, that I didn't. I never got into Pogs.
No, and that's where you fucked up.
I did. Yeah.
Got should've a Milhouse Pog.
So, unrelated, I don't know why, but before Regan started answering his question, the phrase cocks and bonds popped up in my head. And it has fucking fuck all to do with my answer. I just wanted to get that out there before I forget.
Netflix
document
show.
It. Cause it,
you
if
know what?
Write everything you do. You never know what you're going to use it for. And I'm like, cocks and bonds, say it before you.
Dude,
like,
if I was,
it disappears in the ether.
If I was a gay day trader, I would totally fucking rent cocks and bonds.
Well, I have to Google it because it's probably
taken. It's like, God damn it, the NASDAQ's down again. Well, that's not all that's down. And then like, what? And then burp, then boner, and then keep the suit on.
Negative
I'm really
points.
Into
yeah, bulls and bears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, this trade's aggressive.
It's a bear market. Damn straight it is. Goose got beard.
Trading asses.
So before the age of bears fucking bulls, I was a kid, and I got money for some chore, like some money, I forgot what it was, and I was so excited to go to the store and buy some candy. And I didn't know the phrase at the time, but I experienced, like my first purchase, I experienced buyer's remorse.
But
as a kid, you don't know what buyer's remorse is, because I was so excited. And it's that whole thing where like when you have decisions to make and you feel rushed, but you're not rushed, but you're like, fuck, I'm rushed. And you like just make a quick decision. You're like, fuck, I regret that instantly. Yeah. I grabbed.
You want to feel like an adult. Like you want to be like, I want to go there and make
like
a decision.
I didn't want to be there like
trying to
choose again. I'm going
to
buy something. Yeah. I grabbed a fistful of fucking apple bubble gum, like just those little pieces of gum, just fucking stale ass gum. If it was flat, it would be in a trading card package.
In a garbage pail kid's fucking packer.
Yeah, and I got a fistful of it, and I forgot, like, I had a dollar or whatever I had, and I got a fistful of gum. I'm gonna buy all this gum. And yeah, I remember the guy, you know, it was like 50 something cents or whatever, fistful of thing, but I had a dollar. And I was like, fuck yeah, I got gum and money back. This is awesome.
Right.
I didn't even think to go spend the rest of the 53 cents.
No,
I was like, no, because I'm going to come back and buy more gum. And like, it's that thing. First piece of gum in my mouth. I'm like, oh man, what? Why? Well, I could have got so much. And I was already walking home from the store. Like I was already left. And it wasn't even that far. It was like, you know, when you leave home and you forget something and you're still in the driveway and you're like, oh, it's too late. And you like fucking leave. That's what happened. I just walked out the door.
Well, it's not like you can return gum.
Yeah, but I could have gone back and spent the rest of the 53 cents on
something. So you just walked
else.
Right past a SNK
and so
machine.
This was fucking before. This was a fucking Kid nice. Nicky Radical Ninja, which is a real game. I did not make that up. I chewed this piece of gum and instantly just regret. Like, it's like, oh. And I'm like, but I bought it with my money.
Yeah.
I'm going to chew this gum until the flavor goes out, which was
instantly. Yeah.
Spit that gum out, another piece.
That initial apple taste is like those condo. I mean, what?
So at one point in time, I had like three pieces of this gum just chewing it because I wanted to like get rid of the gum as soon as possible. Like I didn't want, like I felt having the gum around was evidence that I made a poor purchase. Like these are like as a kid,
Jesus,
I wasn't
zero anxiety. So fucking
but
odd.
As a kid,
you want somebody
like,
to walk up and go like, oh, you bought that?
Yeah.
Fuck you, man.
Get rid of that.
Yeah.
Some little Asian lady that tried to clean his room and then she became a Netflix star.
So I didn't even buy anything cool. I bought fucking the most punk-ass candy. Like, this, the shit.
Punk-ass. That's what someone, because you grew up on the East Side, that's what some kid yelled at you.
Punk-ass candy?
You got a handful of apple bubble gum. Look at that motherfucker bought that punk-ass candy. Ain't taste like apple.
I cried home and
exactly.
Ran like this.
And I'll take some grape now and laters. We're sold out. Man, fuck this. One day I'm going to eat white meat. You washed.
Well, yeah. So, yeah, there's my first. I bought gum.
So, if you have an answer about your first. Everyone's made a first purchase, so I call bullshit if there's not a line. So, let us know about the first time you spent your own money and when we're going to read what Facebook posted.
Facebook answers. Amber Ray says her first purchase was drugs. Just kidding. It was $50. It was a $50 shirt from Express and
ooh.
Shoes.
Ooh, that's expensive.
That's baller.
Remember structure?
$50 for a shirt and shoes. That sounds like a steal. Alfred Perez says, after cashing my first paycheck from work, I hit up Sound Warehouse on Walsum and bought the Mortal Kombat theme song single on CD.
Yeah, that's economy because you don't want the rest of the fucking bullshit tracks. You want this. You want to eat the steak. You don't want the baked potato. You don't want any stuff. You want the steak, which is...
You know, my second purchase was Bobby Brown's So I Guess You're Gonna Have to Take Control.
Holy crap.
From the Ghostbusters 2.
You're right. Technotronic single on cassette.
See, I bought the Technotronic album of my third purchase at Platters.
Move this, dude.
Yeah.
The single. God damn.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, Kid K.
Nicholas Lucero says he bought a nice work shirt and Cat Stevens record from this warehouse of sound on Walsum. Oh, same thing. Sound Warehouse on Walsum.
Old motherfucker.
Just kidding. I bought $5 worth of Reggie, which is a Nick. It's my Nick because of it. And it's kind of getting old.
That's a weed.
All right.
Punk-ass Reggie.
Bag of punk-ass Reggie.
You some of that punk-ass Reggie?
Give me that now later.
Sorry. Travis, when's the first time you checked
JKO.
Out?
What?
What's the first thing you bought with your first money?
I'm never going to be able to show my face here again after this.
No, please. No, don't show your face.
So besides like the candy that all kids usually wind up buying first or a lottery ticket when you're five and they don't give a shit at the counter, they're just like, your ticket. It was shitty music CDs that were like Britney Spears, Backstreet Boys, and Cher.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, and like the Do You Believe in Love thing?
Yeah. They came around at the same time.
Yeah, and I'd be doing my homework blaring the music to Cher.
Good.
And
you were sharing Cher's music.
Yeah, and now I can't get rid of these stupid antiquated format CDs because Half Price Books only give me 50 cents. So
worth
I'm
it.
Kinda...
You know how much fucking Apple Bubble Yum you could buy? A fistful.
Cool.
I just drowned my sorrows in the Bubble Yum. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I didn't think you could be strong enough. Which is the lyric of that song, right? Cher, anybody? She sang the song.
I'm with you, man.
I got it.
Oh, you get
Cox and Bonds.
You get candy if you answer, you pussies.
I want candy.
You're getting candy.
No.
All right.
I don't want cough drops. My throat is...
No, this is legit. This is legit from upstairs.
I don't know about that.
So if you get poison, blame them.
But when I was in like middle school, like early high school, I would smoke like my best friend's brother's like weed all the time. And so I would like go home with all this like weed that I stole, and I would go like take walks around the neighborhood. And this guy saw me walking every day, and he was like, hey, like my wife's always nagging me to like walk the dogs. I'll like pay you to walk these dogs. And I was like, all right, cool, like I'm already doing it. And then he just started like to pay me for like shit he didn't want to do. Like his wife would like
go
out.
Fuck my wife.
Well, like his wife would go out with the neighbor lady across the street, and so he would end up watching all the kids, and then he'd like secretly call me and be like, "I will pay you double what they're giving me if you just pay like just play with these fucking kids
to watch his own children."
Yeah, and he would just like go upstairs, just do whatever, and just like pay me just a lot of money to do shit he didn't want to do. So I was like, "Oh well, fuck! Like I have all this money," and so I just bought like. I was like, I can buy so much weed with this.
Yeah.
So then I went like behind my mom's back and I bought a bunch of buyer's remorse. I thought I bought a bunch of weed from my stepdad. So I gave him like $60 and he gave me like 10 joints. And I was like, oh my God, this is so great. And then when I grew up, I realized that they were all like the size of Q-tips.
Damn it.
And it was just
like the wrapper or the thing that you put in your ear. That's a big joint.
I'm pretty sure you just put like a blade of grass and just wrapped it in a paper
and
gave it to
me. And he called
it
grass, too. That's what stepdads call weed.
And then I can't like tell on him to my mom, like, oh, he fucking ripped me off, because then I'd be grounded. So.
But do you think now as an adult that you could have told on him and she would have had your back?
No.
Oh, man.
Absolutely not.
Stolen weed.
I smoke.
No, it's karma. That she got karma for the stolen weed.
But I work for that money, at least.
Yeah, dude.
You should have stolen weed.
Yeah, well, it all balances.
Was an asshole,
technically,
so who cares?
She technically paid for that weed.
It's weed karma.
It's weed. She paid for the weed she stole.
Right. It all
worked. Getting ripped off.
It all works out in the end.
Lesson learned, everyone there.
Lesson learned.
Don't steal weed.
Okay.
Yeah. Larry, do you want a Tootsie Roll?
She didn't want any candy. Right. Oh, nope.
She didn't want a cough drop.
Upstairs.
Oh, hating on the free candy already.
Yeah, it's candy that you give the
lime,
Halloween
vanilla,
kids that didn't try.
No. She's like, oh. They don't have lozenges? All right, Dan.
Justin, yes.
So I grew up in a self-employed home. So
okay. Oh, okay. Home was self-employed?
Well, and I'm from Corpus, so, you know, it's totally okay.
that was a genuine reaction.
It was like you were late to the podcast.
Hey, guys. So it's totally okay to have, like, indentured servants as children. My parents were like, yeah, you just do everything around, you know, the business, and that's your living expense. You just do that. I was like, oh, okay, cool. But I remember I got my first, like, paycheck. I was probably, like, 7 or 8, and it was, like, I don't know, $30.
Yes.
And I bought Donkey Kong 64 for the Nintendo 64.
Hey. Yeah, you did. Hell yeah.
$29.99.
Woo!
Diddy Kong's on that bitch.
DK rap. You get all the characters. You get them 64-bit bananas.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. To my core. I'm getting up here. I'm getting excited. I'm getting those memories.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man. I feel all warm and corpusy.
64-bit bananas was awesome. They opened up before Banner Snatch.
No, that's a strain at the Colorado dispensary I go to.
I was like, yo, man, give me 10 grams of that 64-bit banana.
No, that's what she smoked.
That'll be $60, and they get 10 joints that look like... gorilla dicks.
That's what those joints are called that she bought. They call 64 bananas.
Gorilla
oh,
dicks tied back to Donkey Kong. Gorilla dicks are small. Okay.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, that's good.
Tori Poole, it's your time.
Okay. So, like, I grew up in Laredo, and we were super poor, and my, you know, single mom, and my dad, you know, whatever. Anyway, we moved to San Antonio when I was, like, 5, right? And I remember... Like, we it was kind of bad. It was like Knob Hill Apartments, Callahan, you know, like bad, like ghetto.
Oh, sour.
Oh, anyway. Slob on my Knob Hill. I knew a girl that lived there.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I remember that. I did live there when they're on that time. That wasn't me. Anyway.
Tori?
I just remember. Was there a lot of teeth? Anyway. So, like, I just remember my 6th birthday came around, and my mom goes, do you want to have a birthday party? Or do you want $100? And I was like, are you serious right now? You know, I was like, $100, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
a cheap birthday.
And a cheap fucking birthday. You spend so much on birthdays. Anyway, really I didn't know. I was like, $100? Can I get that in ones? And like.
Did she have it in ones? Because I have other questions if she did.
She did not. She did not. And she gave me a check, actually. And I was like, what fucking thing do I have?
Ooh, buyer's remorse.
But I went for the 100. Yeah, she gave me a check, and I was like, how do I make this money? And she's like, I'll take care of it. Yeah, she did, whatever. Anyway, we went to Toys R Us, right? Back when Toys R Us was here.
I've heard of that place. Yeah, what's that?
Yeah, I walked around, and I was like, what do I want? I want to make this, like, last. And I was like, I just want to, like, remember it forever. And then I saw this $89.99 Polaroid camera.
Ooh, that'll last you.
With 1999 film that had 10 shots.
Boom.
And I was like, Mom, this goes over the budget. Can I have it? And I was so excited. And she was like, yeah, baby, I got you.
Oh, man.
You can use that when you take pictures of your child.
Yeah. I used it
for scrapbook.
For exactly 10 shots.
Aww.
Yeah.
Did you keep that about the pictures?
Hell yeah, I still have those pictures. They're in that scrapbook that I don't put together.
Exactly. Yeah.
Investment well spent. Well,
that sounds like a plot for like a movie. Mm-hmm. Like the, it's like an Indecent Proposal, like the prequel or something.
It should be called 1 Hour Photo. So, rest in peace. So, if you guys have never spent your own money yet. Good for you. You're still a baby, and I love you. And if you guys have spent your first money already and you didn't answer, well, nice vagina. It's a compliment nowadays. So if you have children and you're going to give them money, you know, let them spend it on whatever they want so they'll have life lessons, or don't give your kids money because they'll spend it on stupid bullshit. So when you're raising your kids, you know, fuck it. They're going to end up fucked up anyway.
Parenting,
fuck it. We're all dead.
Fucking, God's dead. Who cares?
And that's your latest edition of Dad's Corner. God's dead.
We're all going to die. All right. Well, now it's time for my topic called Hey, That's Not Funny, where we talk about stuff that is not funny at all. And today we're talking about some research that came out of the University of California, Riverside. It talks that new research suggests that video game Tetris helps represent flow, a state of blissful distraction. Anyway, so they did this this research where they the video game Tetris.
Where it does what?
They did research where the video game Tetris was used in a recent experiment to create a state of flow. Flow. The term psychologists use to describe a state of mind so engaged it makes the rest of the world fall away. So yeah. Something that they do to make the rest of the world sort of disappear.
And it was called blissful what?
Distraction.
Blissful distraction.
Oh, they opened it for the toadies. Oh,
yeah, right. Yeah.
It's like, where's this going? Anyway, they say researchers have found that a state of perfect disengagement may improve the otherwise emotional unpleasant experience of awaiting uncertain news. So what they did is got all these 290 undergraduate students, and they said we're gonna do a study on how you look physically. You're gonna get judged on how you look physically, and it stressed stressed all these people out. But while they're all stressed waiting for, they had their pictures taken, and they said, "Here, we're gonna take your picture, and then you're gonna get judged on your physical attractiveness." While you're waiting to get judged, here, play this Tetris. And so while they're playing Tetris, they noticed that ones that engaged Russian in the game Tetris and found this sort of flow after they were judged, they actually felt better about themselves. Like they were able to escape feeling worried about being judged.
Except for the guy who puts the long block the long way.
He just ruins it.
Yeah,
he's just pissed off.
Yeah, the flow is down.
He did not achieve.
Yeah, and he was the most attractive guy there. And just but he's fucking offs himself. Yeah. Just goes home and just and you just hear.
Good job.
He gets 6 L's in a row. He was doing fine until it's just nothing.
Just
but
L's.
God damn it! I just need the line. I just need the line. Fuck! Fuck!
I hate myself.
Fuck!
I don't know if that
fuck
happened.
Fuck Russia with love. But statistically, only 1% causes suicide, so they don't have to say it on the as a side effect to death.
Well, it wasn't everybody, but for the most part, people did feel better. So that just brought up my topic question, was what do you do to find a state of blissful distraction? You guys all think about what is it, something that you can actually engage yourself in and you just kind of lose everything, you just kind of lose your state of mind, you just kind of go somewhere to another world, another planet. What do you do? So for me, it's listening to really good dance music. Specifically something like Scissor Sisters. I don't know if you guys like Scissor Sisters. Man, I can get lost. I can get lost in some Scissor Sisters, dude. I freaking just dance by myself, just anywhere, anytime, in the car.
But you don't feel like dancing.
I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good song. Anyway, freaking Nightwork, that entire album. It's the freaking most wonderful, gayest music you'll ever listen to your life. It is so good. If you want to be in a good mood, just go listen to some Scissor Sisters. It is so, so very good. Anyway, but that, man, I lose it. I flat out I go to another world. I just go into this wonderful dance world planet, this gay, wonderful.
I was going to say, you're a straight man.
Oh, I'm super, but man, like, I just go into this blissful world of I'm gay and I'm just in this. Serious, no, and I'm just freaking fabulous.
Fucking rule.
I'm fabulous. I'm just dancing. Every move I make on the floor is perfect.
Yeah, also like that improves like self image.
Dude,
sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
are
you don't have to shave your balls
really
anymore.
Just freaking every move.
I don't. Gay guys don't have to shave their balls.
My horrible,
like,
horrible.
A guy, another guy would be like, my balls are hairy too, and then like, cool, man,
we got hairy balls.
And then L. Like Tetris.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Just L. Just.
Well, no, that's long.
Yeah.
Long.
Yeah. No, because it dick to
blow. Oh, right. Yeah, exactly. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
So
yeah,
your balls are the N, and then you have the L.
Right.
It's an L.
I guess we get the L.
This is my fantasy.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
My sweat is glistening. It's just the music, the lights, everything is perfect. And I'm just lost in this beautiful, beautiful wonderland of dancing to Scissor Sisters music.
With a guy?
No, just by myself, really. I am the focal point of this magic.
But
he listens to...
Hold on. Okay. Because you said gay, bliss, right? And you're dancing by yourself. But are you dancing... Are you that narcissistic that you would dance with a version of yourself?
Like, because you're attracted to yourself because you're a gay man?
Nah. I want all focus on me. I am I'm just like, man, look how amazing that guy's dancing. Like,
and that's you.
Yes.
Looking at yourself.
No, I want everybody else.
It's okay, got
self image.
Yeah, so that's me. That's where I lose it, man. I just absolutely. Ugh. That or. Never mind. Yeah, that's good. It was just other dance related me in some sort of weird. Yeah, anyway.
Okay.
Okay, so you guys?
There's that movie.
Please say just Tetris.
No, Tetris, I can get in the flow because that's the thing. I think about that. Like, Tetris, you can zone out and you can get really like in the zone. You feel really good. And you start at zero. Even though you're good at Tetris, you start the slowest fucking one so you can have all that self-confidence. And you're just Tetris.
That was actually
Level 5, level 10, level 15. Like 15 where it starts to get a little bit fucky. And not funky, fucky. It just starts to get fucky. Because it's fast and they're just like constantly at bullshit. And you have to navigate around that bullshit. Level 17, that's where you rage. Fuck. And you get pissed.
L.
Yeah,
L,
and then the blissful distraction ends. So there's that movie Minority Report.
Yep, I see where you're going.
And there's those people that read the minds, or like they read the future or whatever, and they soak like in these like vats of water. If you do that at home in your tub, it's extremely blissful. I find it to be a blissful distraction. You have a tub, you soak in the tub, face up, you submerge your face in the water, but backwards, upside down, all the sound kind of goes away. If you got a boner, cool. If not, whatever. You know, it's fine. And you just basically just relax into it, and just all the sound goes away, and you just kind of chill out, and then every once in a while you come up and go, and then you pretend that you saw this gruesome murder in the future, and then like this marble in this other room like starts rolling down, and Tom Cruise is like, oh fuck, we gotta save that guy.
And then it's the mummy.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And the blissful distraction is just the kind of escapism from everything, but to pull yourself out, your Minority Report. You come back out of it.
Your Minority Report.
Yeah, your Minority Report.
Mexican fuck.
So I had originally got the question confused because I had confused it with where you waste the most time, where it's like it's 11:23 and then you're doing something, you look up and it's like 2 in the morning. Because the answer to that would be trying to watch a complete porn clip by going with the beginning that's 5 minutes and then going to the suggested next ones and trying to find the continuation that doesn't overlap. And do you watch porn?
Yeah, wait.
Okay, so you know how you watch porn, right? And it's just like it's the middle. You got like two realtors just going to town, just fucking cocks and bonds, right? And they're doing shit, and you're just like, how did they get to this point, right? And then like one of the recommended is the start. So you go to the start, and they're like, yeah, I want to suck your cliffhanger, you know?
Oh, because the reason why they did that is because compression rates back in the day, the video was too long to fit into like one thing, and that's why they split them
so
into three clips.
You try to Tetris your way into the recommended, and then you're like, that's where I left off. Like he was about to stick it in her friend or whatever, and then you go to that one, and then it's all like, you know, wasn't that anal awesome? I'm like, there was anal? And then you go back, and then you're like, it didn't end in anal in the last clip that I saw. So you try to find it, so then you can watch it. And it's
so you
like,
you just really miss like VHS porn.
Just like the whole scene.
You went the whole thing.
But for free. Because I could pay for it. Fuck that. I'm a man. And so then it's just like editing Memento in chronological order.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Just so it's like a boring movie. Like, we're just like, that guy keeps forgetting shit all the whole movie. And then he killed the guy. Oh, man, you know? And so that's what I it's not blissful whatsoever because you get the cum shot in the middle and you're like, I wasn't ready. And so then you come and you're like, fuck, I came already because, you know, you see a cum shot, you got to follow suit, you know. It's like it's like a sneeze or a yawn. It's like a yawn. Like when you see one guy come, you got to come too. I mean, that's
it's
how
it's the simultaneous. That's the purpose of it. You are living out the fantasy.
That's me coming.
That's the fantasy. Yeah, that's me coming. Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
When you're with Scissor Sisters. But then I come, but then it becomes an obsessive compulsive thing and I'm not really that comfortable and like I forget to change and then my fucking hair on my thighs all sticky. So, because I don't have a Komodo and So
we're still talking about this is what you do to waste time.
But that's the time warp where I'm just like right. 2 hours passed. Jesus Christ, you know, I got to take the kids to school.
Yeah.
So
well, because it was 3 a.m. and now it's 5.
That's 5. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's like if you watch Memento, this is easy to follow.
I realize that that's not blissful. So the quick and real answer, and it's a very dangerous one, is my blissful distraction is driving.
Huh.
Because no music on.
Zone out.
Driving, thinking about life and all your poor decisions.
Yeah.
How much you like you put on this facade of happiness. And it's hilarious, right? And you're just like, I want everyone to think that I'm funny, and you seek validation in all of these fucking mediums, whether it's stand-up comedy or social media posts, and you're driving and you're just like, you know, I need to, you know, disconnect this codependency. I'm a good person. I can be by myself, right? I can be alone, right? This is fine. I don't need music. I don't need anything else. And then next thing you know, you're in Laredo to do a show for $25 for 14 people. And then you think to yourself, hey, I have to give the guy that I asked to go with me, who's been uncomfortably silent next to me while I'm
muttering to yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Where I'm just like, you know, I'm
sure he was comfortably silent. I'm not trying to like bond with you by telling you stories.
Like I can't say this in front of my therapist, but like I'm contemplating suicide, but just like someone contemplates winning the lotto. It's never going to happen. And so I'm just thinking to myself and I'm like, fuck. So I have to give the guy, you know, like a, you know, money, right? And I only end up coming home with $14. So I'm just like, I made $1 a person. And then I go home and then I put more gas in. I put $14 in gas. So I ended up doing the show late and I drive back home and the guy's like drunk and high and asleep. And I'm just driving back to myself going, why the fuck do I do this to myself?
It's beautiful, man.
Yeah. And then I just I get home and I'm like, man, it's over. That was a blissful distraction.
Yeah. Back to life.
Yeah, no, exactly. Back to click, click, click.
No, and then I get home at 3 a.m. and I'm all wired from driving for 2.5 hours.
Gotta look at porn. Oh, it makes sense.
It's like Memento. Right back in the beginning.
Yeah. Did they pay for the pizza or, you know?
No. It was my lung cancer.
No, I'm talking about
that's where I got lucky.
The video, but okay.
Oh, well, just...
No, Laredo has a pizza joint to do comedy.
Going back to what Jess was saying about, like, the Tetris and how it starts slow and it kind of builds up.
Right.
They actually broke
the porn's like this.
Yeah. They broke the students up into 3 different challenge levels. So one that stayed boring. Like, one, it stayed on level 1 the whole time. The other one was it started slow and got harder and harder and harder.
Right.
And then the last group, it started super hard. And the ones that felt the most blissful were the ones where it started slow and like built up. And that they worked their way up into the bliss.
They're playing some like bootleg Tetris or what the fuck?
I know. I don't know how you make those settings.
Yeah, the one starts off, it's slow, it stays at slow. What is that? What is that? I don't like that.
Calm down, dude.
I'm getting mad.
I doubt it's that hard to program a Tetris game.
It just seems kind of, I don't know.
It's from Russia, man.
I don't like offshoot. I don't like bootleg shit. I like legitimate Tetris. I don't like.
You would have been out of the state of bliss because you were like, what's wrong with this
game? Who made this? Who made this Tetris? This isn't certified. And they're like, sir, you have to leave now.
Facebook.
I'm attractive.
Am I attractive or what?
I've been at level 1
you stick
this whole
Tetris
fucking
in my
time.
Face. Of course I'm ugly. I play Tetris. What's wrong with you?
I'm going to go sit in a bathtub.
I need to go soak in the tub. I need a minority report in the tub.
Made me fucking play Tetris for fucking 2 hours. The same level just went nowhere.
The research was in Round Rock.
Career. Is this fucking goddamn
it. Just dancing to the Tetris song.
And then my inspiration's Bill Hicks. Anyway, yeah, no, go. I'll be on your podcast. Jesus fucking Christ, what am I doing with my life? I fucking have kids waiting for me at home. This is fucking stupid, man. When am I gonna just die? Why am I just fucking die?
Facebook answers. Alfred Perez says, after emerging from a state of blissful distraction I called youth, I find that I'm many decades older and over $1,000 in debt. $100,000 in debt. And Nicholas Lucero, he just posted a video of some dude massaging meat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah.
That's some good shit.
Yeah.
Ever finger chicken fajitas?
Wait, have you wait, ever, what? What have happened?
You know how, like, when you marinate chicken fajitas, right?
Okay. And like, you're like,
yeah. You're right.
Yeah, and, yeah,
and
so
then,
you know.
And
yeah.
You just kind of go middle finger only, and you're like, pretty close.
No one's ever done that.
And then they have tendons, and then found a clit.
Speaking of like Travis!
Fucking season it.
Next time you make chicken tenders, you'll find a clit.
Yeah, fucking season it. You like the way I season it?
Yeah. It's easy to find. Just pull the hood.
Travis, do you like Tetris?
I was the Tetris champion of my high school out of
was that a thing? Rich boy?
He lettered in Tetris.
He just had an L.
Yeah.
Fucking right. I'm, you know what? Validation.
Yeah, I was about to say. It's another just like, day. Hey, Larry, don't
another
kill
day
yourself.
On Earth. Another day on Earth. So you got to fucking deal with me. Finger and chicken fajitas with this finger here.
So Tetris champ, what happened?
So I turned out to be a piece of shit, so Tetris didn't really work.
Aww, but you're attractive.
I can't.
Oh, don't get offended, you sexy fucker.
I don't
those eyes.
I don't dance, so that's not gonna work. I don't take a bath. I'd rather just take a shower. And
try jacking off?
I call that practicing my handshake.
I call it melting dice. It's like you're playing craps and then, oh, the dice melted.
And then
come
I,
on, seven. Oh, man.
Snake eyes.
Because I squat, too. I squat. Like I'm playing craps.
What's funny is that it's on the corner of like some street.
On a street with a bunch of black dudes going,
I never had a wing. Like with a bunch of money, like wagering on it.
You mean chickens have more than legs and thighs?
This is the weirdest shooting craps corner I've ever seen.
Where's the dice, man? Oh, they melted. Sorry.
Papa's got to check off in a pair of shoes. Did he say he's going to buy some shoes? Oh, he says he literally said he's going to jack off in a pair of shoes.
Nine, the mug is mine.
So, Travis, what do you do to find a state of blissful distraction?
If I'm driving, it's not being by myself with my own thoughts because I'd run off the road.
So you and Larry should go on road trips together.
I think Travis was with Larry.
I'll bird box and just be like, it's fucking beautiful. It's so beautiful.
So I actually will listen to podcasts like Public Access like other podcasts that will make me laugh and like actually feel good. If I'm around other people to where I just don't want to be messed with or anything, I'll just read a book and look at people like get the fuck away from me if they walk up to me.
Jesus.
So I've got people who can attest to that. It's true. I will just read a book because that's how I zone out the best. So good. There we go.
Thank you, Travis. Awesome. Thank you, TKO.
You're talking real reading, right?
All
right.
Yeah.
Not that ear reading. There's the people that say they read, but they just ear reading. That ain't the same.
Read, man. That's what podcast is. $30 a
year. You hear that new Chuck Palahniuk?
I'm talking real reading. Reading with my eyes.
Chuck Palahniuk. We're almost done. All right, sorry. Corpus.
What's going on? So I'm kind of strange. One thing that kind of helps me get in the zone, the flow, if you will, is building things.
Ooh, okay.
Like, I don't know if you've ever like gotten like a computer chair or like a desk. I jive on that. Yes.
You jive on it?
Yeah. I've built a computer desk and I was, you know, just really getting into it. I had like a six pack of Ziegenbock. And
quit bragging.
It was the best moment of my life.
Oh, interesting.
It really was.
You've never traveled.
No, I mean, I'm not going to go to Australia.
You should go to Sweden where they make IKEA.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I almost went to the first IKEA ever.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but they were closed as the holidays. Sorry.
It's a Swedish holiday, right? So it's like Hitler's birthday.
No, I think it was Christmas.
Same thing.
Isn't that where like Legos is from?
Do you know Hitler was born on Christmas?
Are Legos are from Sweden. I think. Denmark. Sorry,
that was
my
such
bad.
A
yeah,
sweet
I watched the documentary
and
too. And
question. Because you're in an undershirt like my son, and you're like, were Legos born in Switzerland, Dad? Yes, they were, except the L shapes.
Just a big, like, Valhalla bridge of Legos.
Okay, thank you, Thor.
Thank you. Anybody else? Nobody else finds a state of blissful distraction?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come on, all right. Irma.
It's kind of gross.
Yes, it is kind of gross.
All right,
we're a clean show.
So you just, I know. Well, not
just
gross
about melting
like that.
Dice.
No.
Chicken fingers, that's what they're called.
It's kind of embarrassing, but like every night before I go to sleep, I have to watch pimple popping videos.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of women like
yeah.
I don't know why.
Turn up the heat.
Why do women like
I don't know. I don't know. But like, it's embarrassing because like, I think my husband's asleep and he's like, what are you watching? I'm like, no. It was just a pimple ejaculation, babe.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing
not
else, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, but that's what
interesting.
Makes me.
Okay,
yeah,
honestly,
it's weird.
Seriously, why is it relaxing to you?
Because I don't know. I don't know. But like, I see my kids and when they have pimples and I'm like, come here.
You see the
you
one
know,
on the forehead?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Just I
calling
do.
Your name, baby.
I,
do,
I know. Well, come on over here, fucker.
Afterwards, man.
Yeah, maybe. You never know.
All on your face.
Yeah. Money shot. And up next, Miss Tori Poole.
Thank you.
That's a good answer. Good answer.
And final answer.
Okay. Blissful distraction?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Open up for Tody.
Or get lost.
Okay. So probably it's like a formula. It's probably like it has to be like the afternoon, right? And probably like 3.5 minutes of Pornhub on my phone.
Step two.
Like nap.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that's
what's
blissful distraction.
What's your search?
That's private.
Oh God.
No.
Because it's just,
I just keep
it's really bad.
I just keep on hitting top rating.
All it is just feet.
It's
meat.
Really bad. But I really want to know why you take 20 minutes. Like, what did you say earlier? 20 plus minutes on Pornhub? It's like 3 minutes
no,
for
no.
me, ladies. I'm just saying. Three minutes, and I'm like, okay, done. Thanks.
I come on the banners.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Dope.
I have a problem. He doesn't literally come on the banners.
Literally and figuratively. Like the internet banners, and then I have all these, like, just.
Oh, on the little, like hentai on the bottom.
No,
you're
no,
like,
no,
fuck yeah.
It says, like, 1999 World NBA
yeah.
Champs.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Nah. Someone wants to fuck you in town.
Yeah.
Like, do they? Oh, we're back rack.
Not on your computer either, like mid-afternoon Pornhub surfing on your phone for 3.5 minutes and then a nap. Fuck yeah.
That's good. Yeah, that is totally. That's way better than something.
Oh, J.Y. Cotton with a blissful distraction.
Hey, you guys have been doing a great job, right? Okay, all right.
Who was that addressed to?
I
figured everyone. Okay, I was listening. I didn't have one for the first one because like I never had money. You know, a lot of stuff. So I felt like, I have nothing to contribute. But then I've been really thinking hard about this one. I apologize that this isn't funny, but like...
it's not supposed to be.
Okay, thank God.
My topic.
What's not a distraction? Okay, does anybody... Isn't life just nothing but a series of distractions?
But a blissful distraction.
It's all the same shit, right?
Watching
like what's the opposite?
Murdered next to you is distracting, not blissful.
What's the your least favorite music? Like band, just give me a band you hate.
All of them.
Blissful distraction.
What about the Scissor Sisters?
They're the best.
See,
I
that's
will dance
blissful
to
distraction.
Them but it's like okay, what I mean is like when you say blissful distraction, like it's all distractions, which is a state of bliss. So I'm like, I don't mean to, Larry. Don't be fucking.
No, go ahead, please.
Okay.
Well, did you hear my answer?
No, Zeitgeist, go for it.
I don't want to know. I genuinely want to know because, like, I don't have responsibilities, so I'm wondering what it's like for you guys.
Imagine you
to
are
live life where you have shit to do.
The sexiest gay man out there on a dance
what?
Floor dancing the best ever. Like, you're the best dancer ever, and you are the sexiest gay man. All eyes are on you. Scissor Sisters are playing.
I've been there.
Exactly. That's blissful distraction.
I do have childbearing hips.
That's blissful distraction.
Okay.
That's the only way that I can describe it.
Okay, so what,
or Tetris.
What's the opposite of blissful distraction? I'm just for my own edifice.
Distraction is
abrupt.
No, I think a blissful distraction is intentional. It's something to distract you from the real distractions, which are things that are interrupting your life, a la like, oh, this horrible news thing that I read. Oh, it's bugging me. It's burdening me down. The life sucks. Everything around me, our government's shutting down, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, okay. Ooh, coming.
So that's a yeah, shitty distraction.
That's a
shitty distraction.
The blissful distraction would be like
you're trying to do your taxes and then someone gives you a little beige.
Okay, what's the opposite of that, all of that? Like the distraction, what's the opposite of the distraction?
Death.
Concentration?
Non-existence.
Literally?
I don't know. I just wanted to ask because I need answers. That's all.
Well, if you need answers or think the other team doesn't have a clue, you can double dare them for double the dollars. And if the other team double dares you back, you could take the physical challenge. So Jay Wycott and everybody just bringing us all down and second guessing our topic questions.
I love it. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, so
you proved me wrong.
So
again.
Blissful distractions.
Fucking end it.
That's not funny.
End it.
That's not funny.
It's not funny.
Yeah, it's fucking. I'm going to hell.
All right. Oh, so, you didn't get a piece of candy.
So, for all of you guys that are new to Public Access, I'm sure you have figured out by now that this is an educational podcast. So, we like to educate you on many things. You learned about distractions. You learned about things that aren't funny. You learned about, you know, melting dice. So, we like to ask our audience, so please form a line and let us know what you came to know. What made you come to learn something about yourself, the world, or just life in general?
Oh, what did I come to know?
Yeah.
I came to know a lot. And I've taken many a road trip with Larry doing comedy. And now I look back at all those road trips and I just see him driving and I'm like, oh, man, he isn't really rapping to Biggie Smalls.
No, I'm just going like, well, okay, it says clip one. So why would clip two just completely skip her taking her clothes off?
So I've learned to no longer let Larry drive on long road trips.
Not you should.
Or will you still think the same thing?
If I'm not driving?
Yeah.
It's over, baby.
That's why it's the blissful distraction. Yeah, he needs that.
Yeah, oh.
That.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Huh. Oh, I came to know self-discovery about myself, about like when I was answering the question and I was processing the mind, and that at a fine tender age of 5, 6, 7 or whatever, that you can know about two things: buyer's remorse and anxiety. Like just straight up, like your anxiety and you're self-conscious about like what people think about you, judging you. You can have those kind of thoughts at a very tender age. So love your children, hug them. Let them buy a Nintendo Switch with their own money or whatever it is. And but still, like when they buy gum, tell them, like, hey, that was dumb. You can go buy better gum. So they learn, like, right off the bat that buyer's remorse is a thing. And then you can rectify it. They don't have to feel bad about it. They can change and correct buyer's remorse.
And what I came to know is that there are varsity Tetris teams in high schools. And across the country, including Texas. So
I was on JV for like 2 years.
Were you, man?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you wanted to play. You didn't want to ride the bench.
Yeah.
Yeah.
B team.
Yeah, L team.
Yeah. B type. That's a Tetris joke.
I couldn't play Dr. Mario because I was colorblind.
that is kind of sad.
Very true fact.
Yeah. It was a fun game. I'm sorry.
TKO, and anyone else that learned something today?
So thanks to Regan handing out the candy for people's answers, I realized that I don't hate Tootsie Rolls like I used to think I did.
Yeah,
so,
hey, they're good.
They're good. People shouldn't knock them.
Here's what they definitely aren't.
We're not bad.
Yeah, you know what? I was so worried. And what I came to know is that I'm severely allergic to Tootsie Rolls. I was like, no, Travis, no, I don't have an EpiPen. Here's some melted.
My throat is closing up.
Here, eat this melted dice.
Justin.
I learned you said cricket picture, and I think what might be a good thing instead of taking my girl to Australia is just sending her crick pics.
Oh, oh, very clever, Mikkel.
Mm.
Yeah. Drop the... Not that mic. All right. Jay Widecotton.
It's probably just a wallaby.
I learned that life is a never-ending series of interruptions that we confuse as purpose, but without knowing the alternative meaning, we're all just distracting ourselves from the fact that existence is meaningless. And I'm honestly only up here to get that Tootsie Roll.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Dude. Pick yeah. whatever one you want.
Where's the money, Lebowski?
Yeah. Exit your shell. It's a temporary form.
I believe in nothing. So, Jess, what do we have going on? We got a few minutes.
Hey, well, everybody, thanks for coming along to us to see us live for the Public Access Live podcast here at the Blindsucker Comedy Club. We thank you so much for that. But if you want to hear more adventures from the past, present, future, you want to go to oneofus.net and comediaagogo.com where you can get the latest episodes. They are juicy. They are fucking juicy, and I can't wait to unleash them onto the world, and you're going to like them. And
you see me with hair.
Yeah, and they're really fun. So you'll hear about this one down the road, and you'll hear the past ones right there. So oneofus.net, comediagogo.com, Instagram, YouTube, Twitters, hashtag public access. Be our friend on our Facebook, Happy Campers Facebook page. You can answer questions when we're not doing it live. And thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
And also, guys, please come to the Blind Tiger every Friday night. We're always having shows at 10 p.m. And consistently, midnight shows are going to be filled with stand-up comedy, and it's a lot of fun. It's absolutely free if you're in the San Antonio area. If you would like to see my stand-up special, Big Mama God and a Hazel-Eyed Monster, visit ComediaGogo.com. Click on the link and enter the code FREELARRY, all one word, FREELARRY, and you can stream it absolutely for free. Let's try to get it on Netflix with Dick's...
Oh, yeah, Dick's Wiener Camp.
Dick's Wiener Camp.
The Chair, Rusty
White
Vent.
Meat. Dark yeah. or what?
White meat, dark treat.
Yeah, and so
tidying up with Marie Kondo.
So this was the second Friday of the month. We did it off this year, and so come back next month on the third Friday of the month, where we will return with Public Access Live. So yo. Blind Tiger, give it up for yourselves. Thank you guys
thank you so much for coming out.
For coming
thank
out,
you. Beautiful.
Stay for the midnight show once again. This is Larry.
This is Regan,
and this is Jess.
And we'll bundersnatch you later.
Hey.
Here comes the fun!